Cooked and Bombed presents the Chris Morris Music Shows.
Visit us online at www.cookedandbombed.co.uk
or chilled.cream.org.
Great excitement here tonight because the first results are coming through from the 1FM Sound Advisors. That's the listening panel of listeners, that's you, who choose music and tell us what music you'd like us to play. It's arranged through the Sun newspaper, thanks very much to them. And what have people asked for? Somebody asked for 60s music from the Beatles. Second advisor wanted something rather strangely from the 50s, Louis Prima.
Listener number three wanted some rap. Who got the camera? Number four wanted some techno. More orthodox pop choice from number five. Far, far Sophisto pop for listener number six, Prefab Sprout. And Sun Advisor number seven wanted something from Midge Ure. So the combined advice of the 1FM Sound Advisors is this. Thank you.
In certain circumstances, it may be necessary and sensible to administer a smack to your child.
See the noise that pub bands will make in 5 years' time because of that.
Amir Vance, on a tricycle, waves at his mother and crashes into a tree.
I'll just get my bits. Greetings, Honk Prawn, in tonight's Whimpering Leopard. The Sock Quiz, that's a simple game for under-10s to play and the mentally under-10s to laugh at. Peter Bainham, whose one-man show is currently ripping it up in Edinburgh, tipped to win the Perrier Award this year. He's up there looking at stuff. Later tonight, we've got a further exclusive on Stephen Hawking's voiceover fortune. Also in the news tonight, doctors are stunned as Julie Andrews escapes from their clinic by blasting herself through the wall.
Julie was very friendly, very outgoing. She made friends very, very readily. Well, she's left a very, very big hole.
Is Paul Garner somewhere around? Paul.
Hi, mate.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Okay, I'll go to Gatwick. I'm going to get some ridiculous tannoy systems.
Right. What are you going to get them to read out?
I'm going to get them to read out some daft names that are rather rude but said differently.
Will they be childish by any chance?
Absolutely puerile.
Totally. But how many do you think you can get them to do? This is what, you go to the tannoy system and you just say, will you read these out?
That's right. Yeah, I go up to them, I say, look, I'm desperate to pay this person.
Hey, don't say it. Don't say it because they might hear you.
Oh, shit, yeah.
Better not say any more about it.
Okay.
But can you do that in 3/4 of an hour?
I'm getting down there now.
Okay.
Cheers.
Phone in later.
Bye.
In fact, come back later with a tape.
I'll bring it back. I'll hold foot it back.
Okay.
See ya.
See you later.
Bye.
To discuss your
philosophy
of drug use as it relates to artistic endeavor.
So you get that. About 3/4 of an hour. Paul Garner with some childish tannoy messages. Gather as a special exclusive, a 1FM exclusive tonight. We have Princess Di phoning through to explain exactly what it was all about. Is she there? Is she there? Hello? Ah, she's done it again. Okay, sock quiz next. We got one. Sock quiz. Hi, Hannah.
Hey.
Hannah?
Yeah.
Are you all there?
Yes.
Have you got a sock in your mouth?
Yes.
Okay, let's just test it. Can you say silence?
Silence.
Yeah, I think that'll do. Okay, now you know how to play this. All you have to do is answer 3 simple questions with a sock in your mouth. Okay?
Yes.
Question number one. What is the underneath of a shoe? Another name for the underneath of a shoe. That's actually a sort of baby horse. Question number two, Hannah. A flatfish named after Dover is called a Dover... Actually, no, that's a sort of baby horse as well. Question number three. A type of popular music rooted in the gospel tradition and popularized in the 60s by James Brown, Aretha Franklin, and big in northern clubs in the early 80s. What sort of music is that? That is a kind of baby horse, Hannah. And complete the well-known expression, don't teach your grandmother to blank eggs. What's the blank? Could you say that again? You got that for us one more time, Hannah? You're right, by the way.
I won.
Thanks.
London calling through the faraway towns. Now war is declared and battle come down. I never felt so much alike.
I like the next one. Got to do something. This is creasing me. I've got to do what's something called the 1FM-porium, a shopping channel to raise money for the licence fee on 1FM. Don't think it's going to be commercialised, but I've got to do that in about 10 minutes' time. I also want to let you know some of the things that you can do over the bank holiday. If you're planning your bank holiday now, listen up. First tip for this weekend, I can recommend this, is rebirthing. If you're a fully grown businessman and you're suffering mental strain and seeking a comforting experience, why not crawl back inside some enormous ladies, or re-mothers as they're now called. It's a relaxing weekend, you can spend it in the womb, and that's in Swansea all this week. There's a child auction in Rotherham this weekend, prices are low, so turn up early to avoid the ugly. If you're in Gosport on Bank Holiday Monday, there's a belch-smelling competition. Guess the ingredients of the belcher's meal and win some biscuits. And don't forget the crew Hoovernauts are staging their three-day event over the weekend. Don't know if you've seen this before, but each Hoovernaut is given a nylon string stretching the entire length of the course. They place their hoover at the start and lie down behind it. Then, at the sound of the pistol, the machines start hoovering up the string, dragging the Hoovernauts behind them at tremendous speed. The course is over 4 miles long, and the record is 46 seconds.
She took me off my gun with disappointment. Milking the time for all that is worth.
Tofi, the size of Texas, wins that one for me. That's Beck and Nightmare Hippie Girl. Time for a word from my man, Sergeant Murphy.
What is the price of justice these days?
It was £1.90 the last time I bought it, but it was like elastic, you had to extend it.
Did you make friends with the policeman during your time in custody?
Well, after I kicked him a few times around the ground and said sorry...
What about the judges?
St. Patrick wasn't Irish.
And who was your representative in court?
John Major.
Was he wearing a wig?
And mitre, yes.
Did he conduct himself in the way becoming to a barrister?
Yes, he wore sandals every day.
And how did he go down with the jury?
Twice on a Sunday.
Who was on the jury? Anyone you knew?
A cart horse, yes. Joanna Lumley was there also.
How was she doing these days?
Well, she's doing all right. She won 4-2 after extra time.
And what was the sentence you were given with the elastic justice?
Arrivederci, Roma.
Do you think that you have been corrected by the system of justice in this country?
I think we want more crack.
We've got Di there somewhere. Wait. Is she there? Let's try again. Got it there. Di, hello. Hello. Jesus. Today, tomorrow, sometime, never from Echo Belly. And
what's the point of Thursday?
I see from the sound of the music it must be time for the 1F Emporium. This is time, of course, for Julie Andrews. The sound of music, you see that? Anyway, Julie Andrews, anyway, where is she? Oh, there she is. Yeah, hi, Julie. Anyway, this is something for first-time parents who've got a little nipper who's just learning to smile, okay? It's a set of baby grin dentures, yeah. You see, his little smile may be rather winning, but it's actually also rather gummy and gormless, and I'm afraid to many people that simply says moron, unicell, and brainless little jerk, which is rather shaming. But then with baby grin dentures, he'll look almost normal. They're recommended at $12.95, but on 1F Emporium, the special price is $12.83. Just give us a call and quote the number BIRTFLOG 909-5. Hey, yo, Sam of Ice Cube ripping up a song. Here we go. What's a year?
33. Much more buyouts. Ice Cube coming with that stop us now.
That's Bob Gunn. It's called an interpolation. Of George Clinton's One Nation Under the Groove.
Yeah.
Change the song into a song called Bob Gun. Yo, if your song is missing a hook, it's easy enough to look for George Clinton's number in the phone book. Okay, up next, Peter Bainham up the line in Edinburgh. Hobnobbing with the arse pieces. His show's Tip for the Perrier.
We're coming to those. We'll have your last record before that. What is it?
Now, our man in the heart of the bars up in Edinburgh, Peter Bainham. Peter, how you doing?
I'm all right, Chris, yeah.
What have you seen?
Saw Mike Smith the other day. You know, Mike Smith's doing this stand-up show.
I'd heard about it.
Very funny. Searing stuff. I mean, really aggressive, nasty stand-up, you know, but very, very, very funny.
Kind of no stone left unturned.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of stuff about sluts. He just goes on about sluts all the time. It's just quite offensive.
But just spitting blood.
But the content is astonishing. It's like Jerry Sadowitz to the power of about 50. Very, very, very good.
I love that. I bet. Is he going to get a TV series out of it, do you reckon?
Well, he's hoping to, yeah. I mean, but I don't know what they could show it on. They'd have to show it on some sort of satellite channel or something like that. It's very pornographic. Gets his penis out at one stage.
Okay, what about your show?
It's going well, yeah, it's going well.
Well, there's a qualification in your voice.
Hmm?
Is a qualification in your voice? Are the audiences low or something?
Yeah, well, they're not fantastic, obviously, you know, it's, what can I say?
But it's great fun up there, isn't it? I mean, you've got a whole day just to mess around, and, you know, you've only got a one-hour show, and then the rest of the time you can be laughing and drinking with your chums.
Yeah, I don't bother with a lot of that. I feel a bit, you know, I tend to feel a bit down. I mean, it depends what you call fun, really.
What do you mean? This whole 3 weeks of the year that you've been building up to all year. You should be reveling in it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what's going on? You've got 1 hour. It's the most pathetic schedule I've ever heard. Yeah. Hour a day.
It's not 1 hour a day, Chris.
Go on, you're
I
not
do
exactly...
a morning show. I do a morning show.
Oh, big deal. So 5 minutes of somebody's morning
bloody,
show.
And then I'm running around in a leather bloody jockstrap.
Yeah, and you're working yourself into the ground. It's
Chris,
so self-indulgent,
Chris,
what you're doing.
Chris, are you here, mate?
I can't believe it. No, of course I'm not. I know damn well what you're doing. No.
Well, then just shut up, right?
What do you mean?
Because this is just, I mean, I'm doing 3 shows.
You're a lazy sod.
I'm doing 2 radio shows a week, Chris.
It's pathetic.
I'm doing your bloody show. You don't have any consideration for that.
You're a self-obsessed little Nazi.
I do the bloody Lee and Herring show.
You little Nazi.
I get no shit.
It's about time you sorted your life out.
Just shit off.
Sort your life out.
Shit off. You old bastard. I've had enough. The drawer's empty.
Peter, sit.
The drawer's empty.
Get back on the mic.
No. I'm sitting on the floor. The drawer's empty. The dressing's all gone out.
He's gone. He's lost it.
No towns, no times.
Peter, can you hear me?
Yeah, I know. I can't hear you, though.
Can you phone up Edinburgh reception?
Right,
can you phone up Edinburgh reception?
The drawer's empty, though. That's the good thing.
Shut up, Peter. Phone up
the
Edinburgh
good thing
reception.
Is the floor's empty.
Can you phone up Edinburgh reception and get them to go in and sort him out?
Take the town up now.
BBC Edinburgh.
I've got trouble with a contributor in the NCA. Could you send somebody in, please? It's rather urgent.
Right. Now, which one is that? There's quite a few in at the moment. Peter?
Peter Bainham.
Bainham. Right. Okay.
Could you send somebody in?
Yes, I will.
Thanks.
Hi, what's...
The drawer's empty.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Hello.
We need some help with this guy. Can you sort him out?
Open the drawer.
Yes, I know.
He's done this before.
No towns in here.
What's he saying?
There's no towns in here.
There's no towns in here.
Is he looking? Is he?
Yes.
What's he? How's he looking?
Bad.
No.
Okay, he has a condition. It's not serious, but it's a kind of nitrogen thing.
Okay.
Don't in any circumstances give him water.
Okay.
But what you've got to do is make contact with him.
Okay.
Can you do that? Can you try and get through to him?
Yeah. Okay. I'll take the headphones off now.
Well, you better keep them on because I'm going to have to talk you through this.
Okay.
Just talk to him. See what he's saying.
Just empty the drawer, right?
Hi.
Are you okay?
Can you say empty the drawer to him?
Do you want to empty the drawer?
Yeah,
he does.
You got yes?
Yes.
Right. Now listen, you're going to have to pull a serious face at him, like James Stewart, and just say empty the drawer to him again and again.
Can you empty the drawer?
Empty the drawer. Yeah, the drawer's empty. You can't empty the drawer, it's empty. It's gone.
Say it again.
The drawer's empty.
Is he looking calmer?
I'll be all right.
Can you say silence is golden?
Silence is golden.
Silence is golden, I know it's golden.
Good, you've got him.
Have you got any water, please?
No, don't give him water.
We'll get some.
You'll get...
Some
no, don't let him go.
No.
Don't let him go.
Get some water. I'll get you an aspirin.
Give him silence is golden.
Silence is golden.
Yeah,
and
golden.
Take your thumb and your... Don't let him go. Don't let him go. Put your thumb and forefinger over your nose. Hello? Don't let... Hello,
he's just ran out the door.
Sorry?
He's just ran out the door.
Where did he go?
Along the street.
Did he say anything as he went?
No, nothing.
Did you give him any water?
No.
Did you touch him?
No.
How was he looking? Was he puffing up?
Yes.
Ah, damn, that'll be the nitrogen. It's a kind of oral rabies thing. I mean, we've had this before with him. He smashed a tortoise in a studio when we were down in London.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes out. He snapped the head off a giraffe in Newcastle. I'm going to have to get his agent on the phone, I think, and sort him out.
Okay.
Can we get through and see if... what street's it on? Queen Street. I've got to check the shops around there. He's got a mobile. Phone him on his mobile.
There she goes again. She's going to work it out. Bye-bye.
Okay, we haven't got hold of him yet. Peter Bainham is at large in Edinburgh. We're trying to get him on a mobile phone. He's lost it, and he's a public menace, I think, so we're going to have to track him down. In the meantime, here's some news. Okay, in the news tonight, a leaked Home Office report on Britain's prisons says that convicts should be expelled for bad behaviour. Governors said, we can only do so much. After that, I'm afraid it's up to that lot out there. Gillian Shepherd, Education Secretary, has proposed that primary schools should take mature students. And on Newsbeat tonight at 10:30, a primary school teacher admits it was a bad idea to allow her classes to perform cosmetic surgery on paying customers.
A client of mine had treatment to the top of her head, and the rods were put in, and as the rubber bands were put over, the traction was far too tight, so it caused all of her scalp to break off.
We're trying to chat down Peter Bainham now. The Princess Di calling through again. Hello, Di, could you... Yeah. Okay. Yeah, get him up. Right.
Good afternoon, Green
Physician
speaking.
Hello, it's Dr. Rembrandt Johnson here. I've lost a gentleman who was in my charge this morning. And we were in a BBC studio a few moments ago, and he ran out. And he headed in the direction of George Street, I've been told. I wondered if you'd seen him. I think he's wearing a green and red T-shirt.
No, I haven't. What type of shirt did it look like?
Green and red, short-sleeved.
Was it checked?
Yes.
Check shirt?
Yes. So if you see him...
There's someone in just now.
Sorry?
There's somebody here just now.
How tall would you say he was?
Probably about 5'4", 5'5".
Really?
Not that tall. He's coming over.
I should say he is absolutely harmless, despite what he did to the tortoise. It's very important he gets back, otherwise he might snap the head off another giraffe. Is that him?
You want to go in the pool?
Yeah, that one.
You want to go in the pool?
Yeah.
He's found a picture of a pool.
Uh-huh.
And he wants to go in it.
Yep.
That's definitely him. Can you say, it's all right?
Yeah, that's all right. Okay.
Okay, and then you need to say to him, go and kill your mother.
No.
I realise it's a rather awful thing to say, but it's part of the role play that we've been using with him, and it does work.
Right, just hold on.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yes, it's Dr. Rembrandt Johnson here. I gather that one of my patients may be in the room.
Yes, that's right.
Have you got contact with the patient?
Yeah, I'm up the stairs just now, but he's downstairs.
Right.
Where he is.
I need your assistant to say a couple of my code words, and then he'll be out of the shop and away.
Okay, hold on a second, please.
Thanks awfully. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, we're back together, are we?
Yes.
Right. Is he still with you?
Yes.
Can you say to him, Saul, go and kill your mother?
Saul, go and kill your mother. Go and kill your mother.
What with?
He's asking what with.
Tell him a rice hammer.
A rice hammer. A name?
Name, please.
What?
Do you want a name, please?
A name?
Yeah.
Ask him for his name. He's got his name in a card in his pocket.
Can I have your name? It's in a card in your pocket. Go and give me your name, please. He's looking.
This name will send him out, I'm sure.
Saul. Yeah, give me that. Right. Saul A. Beg George.
Saul A. Beg George, yeah. What did you say?
Saul A. Beg George.
Absolutely.
Record number 5. Let's have record number 6. Record number 7.
If I sit here, am I going to die? Will it get me through the ears? Will I die? I think about CDs, of course, no hits. I thought I was going to die. So apparently it was the cart machines. These things. I blew them up with the Lawless. So that means I can't do any more jingles. No problem, no problem. So that was a desk blowing up. It shot through my head a little radio fantasy, the sort of self-indulgent thing that happens to jocks when they're not playing Steely Dan records, but wish they were, that I was going to die. I'd sit here and I'd die. There'd be a bolt of electricity which is going to come through my cans. And I, like my car, would be dead. If you think I'm sounding rather tearful tonight, it's because my car is dead. I don't wish to bang on about this, but I sold my car, thinking that I'd sold it perfectly legitimately to somebody who was going to pay a little bit over the odds. And they did, too. It was only 1,600 quid. It was a knackered old Merc. And I knew they were going to drive it into the Manchester Ship Canal for a TV stunt. And I thought, great, I'll get hold of the copy of The Rushes and laugh, because I'd had the car for 5 years and I'd been through a lot with it. So they sent me The Rushes, and I sat down and I played them to various people. I didn't watch them alone first time. And I was thinking I was going to give a running commentary on the whole thing because I didn't know quite what was happening. And my voice just went like that. And then I thought, this is terrible. And it hit me. And I saw the car smash into the water and sink. And I phoned up the guy who did the stunt. And I said, hi, I sold you the car. What happened to it? And he said, yeah, it sank and it took us 2 hours to find it. And I was going, what happened to it?
And he said, well, the roof got crushed down to the floor, the boot got stripped off, the bonnet got bounced inside out, and if there'd been anyone inside it, they would have died. And I couldn't ask him any more questions. I was just going, oh, right, and that was it. My car died. And I thought, there's going to be no more opportunities to get annoyed at my garage. Because my garage, every time I used to phone up my garage, they'd answer the phone in such a way that said, we're going to be charging you £375. What they actually said was, hello, Parkway. They just picked up the phone, you dial the phone, and they go, hello, Parkway. And they knew damn well that when you came in, you were going to spend at least £375. In fact, the room where they gave customers their bills had tin trays in the floor full of customers' jaws. And hello, Parkway was their call sign, like this.
Good afternoon, Parkway.
And that's it. And it's never going to happen again. So that's why I've been blubbing tonight. That's all I can do to keep it together during the records. Paul Garner is going to arrive in 3 minutes, he said. It's all right, girls, to be happy. Things will get better naturally. Don't worry, we've lost all the cartridges, so there'll be no more...
I've got number six.
No more Smithcock of Nick Ross or Prince Charles. Have we still got Princess Di? Hello? Oh. So Paul Garner has just burst in next door. He's handed a tape to Ollie. He went to Gatwick Airport and he got the Tannoy announcer to read out three incredibly childish names. Ollie's lining him up now. Yeah, come in, come in. Paul Garner, you got here from Gatwick Airport. That was a bloody fast journey.
Just got in, yeah.
So you got three?
I managed to get three in the end, yeah.
So what was the first one?
Nicola Start.
Nicola Start.
What, Miss Nicola Start? Please contact the airport information desk. Miss Nicola Start to contact the airport information desk, please.
Okay, so how many people laughed? Nicola Start contact the information desk.
Well, surprisingly, several Nicola Starts did go
Shot it.
Yeah.
Okay, that's childish, 7 out of 10.
Yeah, thank you.
Next one?
Don Dine.
Don Dine, big favourite. Doyne.
Actually, it should have been Dawn Doyne travelling to the Doyne.
And the third one?
Yeah, that was a Miss Jenny Tulse.
Miss Jenny Tulse, please contact the airport information desk. Miss Jenny Tulse to contact airport information.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
Yo.
I'm not going to be able to end the programme on a jingle because the carp thing died. So I'm going to end it on a guitar, you see. I'm going to end it on this chord. So when you hear that, you know the programme's finished. So thanks very much to Peter Bainham. His show is on at the Pleasance Theatre in Edinburgh. If he ever gets there, 8:15, the Pleasance, Peter Bainham's one-man show. Thanks very much to everyone else, to Paul, to Trevor, to Ollie and to Alison. And this has been the day when the very first results came in from 1FM's Sound Advisors, the combined results of their wisdom. We ain't got the fucking... Get stuffed.
Cooked and Bombed presents
the Chris Morris Music Shows.
Visit us online at www.cookedandbombed.co.uk
or chilled.cream.org.